One of the few areas where good progress is being made in closing the gap is in Indigenous eye health. Federal, state and territory health ministers have made a commitment now to end avoidable blindness within 5 years. Today, Indigenous eye health experts are gathering in Alice Springs for a national conference. They're calling for an extra $70 million in government funding to achieve that five-year target. Professor Hugh Taylor is the head of Indigenous eye health at Melbourne University. Hugh Taylor, welcome back to Breakfast.
Fran, it's a real pleasure to be talking to you again.
Before I get to this new target of eradication of blindness within 5 years, avoidable blindness, can we revisit the conversation we've had with you over the last few years about closing the gap? How much progress has been made in Indigenous eye health, Hugh?
Well, we've actually made some very good progress. There's been good support from the government, from the sector, and particularly from the community organisations in the area. So that one indication is the gap for blindness has been reduced from having six times more blindness in older Aboriginal people compared to mainstream down to three times. So that gap's been halved, and that's huge. But the progress also for trachoma, this blinding eye infection in the children in the outback areas, has been reduced from 21% now down to about 3.5%. So we're really making some very solid progress, but we've still got more work to do.
Okay, let's talk about how we're making the progress, because Australia remains the only, I think I'm right, the only developed country with endemic trachoma. It's only found in Indigenous communities. It's a preventable eye infection, basically, I think, passed from child to child, and it's about cleanliness to some degree that can lead to blindness. How have we made such strides in getting it down to 3.5%?
Well, a lot of that's been through the use of antibiotic treatment given to the houses, to the families and households, and that reduces the level of infection. But to actually go the last few yards, we've got to make sure that we keep all the children's faces clean.
Yep.
And some of that comes down to good health promotion and we're promoting good hygiene, but also it comes down to the need to have healthy housing, and the kids need to have the ability to wash. And this not only affects trachoma, but also the other infectious diseases of children. So rheumatic heart disease that comes from skin infection and scabies, otitis media, and so forth. So we're really focusing on trying to make sure that we get those safe and functional bathrooms.
So what's the key to that? Has that been happening? More prompt repair and maintenance? Is that the key to that?
That's the key, and that's not happening very well yet. So that was one of the other things that the COAG Health Council also said, the need for good housing, healthy housing for good health. And so there needs to be a real push on getting that prompt repair and maintenance of the washing facilities in all these houses.
It's easy to say that because we can see the problem. It's pretty clear that if you don't have a working tap in your house, a working bathroom, it's hard to keep the kids' faces clean. The problem seems to be is getting proper housing and getting these things fixed, the maintenance of the housing. This week, Hugh, I'm not sure if you know, but the Territory Government has handed back Indigenous housing leases to the Federal Government. Is that
yes,
going to make
ma'am.
It easier or harder?
Well, with an election coming up, I mean, that's really tough because, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with that. We have a meeting in about a fortnight with some of the heads of the departments, regional departments in the Territory, to talk about housing and repair and maintenance. And that decision by the Territory Government really makes that all much more complicated.
Why does it?
Well, because we'll have to, before anything can happen on the ground, that the Territory Government and whoever the new Australian government is need to sort out what they're doing about remote housing. And I doubt that's going to be sorted out before the government goes into caretaker mode.
Okay, but yet on Friday, COAG health ministers made this commitment to end avoidable blindness within 5 years.
Yep.
And obviously trachoma is the part of that, adult blindness as well. What other conditions are we talking about, and what's made the difference that decrease from, you know, six times the national rate of blindness in adults, Indigenous yep. adults, to three times?
There's been a great increase in the amount of outreach eye services, whether they're optometry services or ophthalmology services, and the better coordination and use of that. And we found that there are about 50,000 or so eye examinations being done in those outreach services a year, which is terrific. We still need about another 20,000 or so to actually reach the need. So that increasing service has been very important, as has been the coordination of the patient journey or the case management of people who are referred for ongoing care. So there's been some really good progress in developing the capacity within the Aboriginal community-controlled health organisations, including the ability to screen for diabetic retinopathy, the cause of blindness from diabetes, where there's been some great progress made.
So timely eye tests and timely screening. The screening, do they have to have a special equipment in these communities? Is that part of it?
Yes, for the screening for the eye disease for diabetes, and people get a photograph taken of the back of the eye, and so the government has now put in a Medicare item number to cover that and are providing 155 retinal cameras to go to each of the Aboriginal health services so that the people with diabetes can be screened and then if needs be they can be referred for further treatment.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 16 minutes to 9. Our guest is Professor Hugh Taylor, Head of Indigenous Eye Health at Melbourne University. It's a pretty easy fix once you get the equipment and the resources in to do the testing. Is that really what you're telling us, that these gaps closing is by getting better and quicker maintenance in houses and better eye testing?
Much of the vision loss can actually be fixed overnight. You know, we give somebody a pair of glasses, they'll see right away. And if we do cataract surgery, they're going to see the next.
Are you there, Hugh? I think we might have lost Hugh there. Hugh Taylor, Head of Indigenous Eye Health at the University of Melbourne, one of the organisers of a National Indigenous Health Conference being held in Alice Springs today and tomorrow. And what's happening at this meeting, this summit today, this conference today, is that the experts are asking for a $70 million investment. And from what we were discussing there with Hugh, you can tell what's that for, what that's for. It's for more regular testing and it's for more regular equipment. We may have Hugh still with us. Are you there, Hugh?
Still here, Fran. I'm not sure.
I don't know what happened either. I was just really saying, summing up there, that the roadmap that you're going to be discussing at this conference today requires an investment of $70 million. Is that basically the money needed to conduct those extra 20,000 eye tests, for instance?
Yes, and that's about $70 million over 5 years, which is to lift the level of those outreach services and case management coordination up to meet the population-based need.
And just briefly and finally, the Federal Health Minister, Greg Hunt, has recently announced $160 million over 10 years from the Medical Research Future Fund for Indigenous Health. That'll be for avoidable death, rheumatic heart disease, which we've talked about recently here on Breakfast, and avoidable blindness. Is that money going to be where you're going to, your best chance of getting the $70 million?
Well, the MRFF Future Fund money is really for research. And in many ways, a lot of the research has been done. And what we're needing and looking for is the service money so we have the ongoing and long-term sustainable provision of the appropriate eye care that people need.
Well, it's pretty clear you've got the solutions, so just got to get the rollout. Hugh, thank you very much.
Fran, thank you very much. It's great to have your interest and talk to you. Thank you.
Professor Hugh Taylor, the head of the Indigenous Eye Health, head of Indigenous Eye Health at Melbourne University, and organising this National Indigenous Eye Health Conference today in Alice Springs.